More than 43 million Americans are without health insurance. That is a persistent problem that policymakers have yet to conquer. As part of a series of commentaries on this year's elections, Matt Miller says there is an opportunity to fix that.
4 years ago, Al Gore was too scared by the shadow of Bill Clinton to think big. Clinton's disastrous dealings with health care reform are well known, so Gore called for covering only the 9 million uninsured children. Today, thank goodness, the soon-to-be Democratic nominee John Kerry is aiming much higher. He talks constantly about the 43 million uninsured and has a plan that goes a long way toward getting there. President Bush, meanwhile, has plans to cover only about 5 million of America's uninsured. If you care about this issue, the key thing now is to pressure the president to raise his bid. If Bush can be coaxed into a public pledge to cover, say, 20 million more Americans, the center of gravity in this debate will permanently shift no matter who wins in November. So how can we move Bush's needle? I have two ideas. First, progressives should repeat this astounding fact at every opportunity. The uninsured are equal to the combined populations of Oklahoma, Connecticut, Iowa, Mississippi, Kansas, Arkansas, Utah, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, West Virginia, Nebraska, Idaho, Maine, New Hampshire, Hawaii, Rhode Island, Montana, Delaware, North Dakota, South Dakota, Alaska, Vermont, and Wyoming. Now, does anyone imagine, the complete mantra should then continue, that if we put all the uninsured into these 24 states, instead of having them spread out all among us, that America would have ignored this problem for decades? I've tried this. When you get to the end of my simple tutorial, most people are stunned. You can almost hear the sound of their minds opening to do something about this scandal. My second idea is for a mascot. A running character, Uninsured Man, could stalk Bush and Dick Cheney at every campaign rally. This would be in the spirit of Chicken Man, who was trotted out over the years to heckle mostly Republican candidates who were balking on debates. I'm wide open, by the way, to ideas on what eye-catching costume Uninsured Man should wear. How about a guy in a day-glow hospital gown rolling along an IV on a pole with wheels? Uninsured Man would show up and interrupt rallies with a blood-curdling scream. What about the 44 million uninsured? Don't poo-poo this idea. The media virtually has stopped covering the crisis of the uninsured. It needs a hook, and I'm pleased to give them one. A running theatrical protest they'll cover. If you're skeptical that President Bush can be moved on this issue, you need only recall how quickly Republicans coughed up $500 billion for prescription drugs for seniors when they thought their politics required it. Remember, this is politics. Bush doesn't have to care about the uninsured. He just has to raise his offer. Ideally, when the new Congress and the new president are sworn in next year, no matter who wins, insuring the uninsured will be central to the agenda. All that would be left to do is work out the differences. And we'd have the best chance in a decade to finally end this national shame.
Matt Miller is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, and he's the author of The 2% Solution, Fixing America's Problems in Ways Liberals and Conservatives Can Love.